Hi, we're back at the UTG podcast. I'm Stephen Grant, and for the last time in this series, I have Paul McCauley with me. Welcome, Paul.
Glad to be here, Stephen.
And we're going to conclude our podcast on the Good Book series of articles on understandthegospel.org. I've said it repeatedly, I'll say it again. Please, if you've an interest in this subject at all and have enjoyed the podcast, then the articles are well worth spending some time finding and then reading. And some of the issues that we've spoken about and other issues we haven't spoken about are dealt with in much more detail in the article. So that's the Good Book series on understandingthegospel.org. So our final conversation, Paul, focuses on the final article in the series. And there's one issue I just want to raise from that article, which is, would we as a society be better if we reintegrated the Bible into our national conversation and its truth into our structures as a society, or should we just get rid of it? Is it not relevant anymore?
Well, I think the question, in a sense, it's an experiment that's been tried. There are societies that have excluded the Bible. You think of the Soviet Union and so on. And it certainly wasn't the utopia that people were promised. And societies where the Bible has a place of prominence and respect are societies that prosper. Societies where the Bible has made inroads are societies where things improve. And that is just that's something that is historically demonstrable and I think undebatable.
So how then does the teaching of the Bible itself as a book, impact society? Does it do it at a national level or at an individual level?
Well, it's both and, really. I mean, the teachings of the Bible, when they're implemented, you think that here's, as people talk about, the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And you think that the Lord Jesus said, that really summarizes the message of the law and the prophets, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And you think, now, if that was taken seriously and lived consistently, what way would society be? Would that be a good society or a bad society? And I think everyone would say, I would like to live in a society where people took that seriously and lived it out consistently. But I think much more importantly, it's not just the teachings of the Bible at a national level that improves society, but actually the message of the Bible, the biblical gospel, being received personally. It transforms society because individuals are transformed. And this is something, I mean, story after story could be told, testimony after testimony could be given of people who were in the very grip of vice and in the gutter of society. But their lives were turned around, and it wasn't through religion or through therapy or through willpower. It was through embracing, receiving the message of the biblical gospel.
So the gospel, in essence, is a message for a person, mm-hmm. an individual, and is transformative, essentially. And the message of the Bible, therefore, I mean, sometimes when you hear about the Bible spoken of, it's in a very academic or religious context. And it appears at Easter, it appears at Christmas time, but is not taken seriously by people for them at other times. Just say a little about the impact of the Bible, for example, in your own life, and the impact of the message of the Bible upon you as a person, as an individual. Mm-hmm. I mean, you would describe yourself as a Christian, as I would. Key to that is the biblical message. In what way has that been transformative in your life?
Well, I was brought up in a Bible-believing home. And yet the Bible held no appeal to me. It was a book I believed it was God's word, but I'd no real interest in it or appetite for it until the day it kind of hit me out of the blue that I had broken God's law. I was a sinner in God's sight. My conscience was struck by that. And it was through reading a verse in the Bible, John 3, verse 16, that famous verse, that I received the promise of God for myself and trusted the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive and save me. And what that did was it opened the door into a whole new world where the Bible became a different book to me, and I had a real relationship with God. And then over the years, as I've read the Bible, I've encountered God in the Word. And it has, I know this, that when I'm enjoying the Bible, my life, there's much more tranquility. There's much more fruitfulness in my life. There's much more of a desire to live a self-sacrificial life for the blessing of others. And so it inspires and empowers us to live selflessly in the enjoyment of a relationship with God and seeking the blessing of those around us.
You entitle your series that we're chatting about, The Good Book. When you think about the Bible as a book, you describe it as good, as positive, and you've said, you know, in your own experience, you've received the benefit and blessing of reading the Bible and actually putting it into practice. You describe yourself as coming from a home where the Bible was believed by your parents, mm-hmm. and family. It may be that people listening to this don't come from that context, mm-hmm. Don't maybe have access or ready access to the Bible. If someone's listening to this and they want to start reading the Bible, they're interested in some of the issues we've talked about, or perhaps interested in what the Lord Jesus Christ is, mm-hmm. his mission here upon earth, and what the Bible presents to us about having a relationship with God through him, where would you recommend starting in this good book? And how would you approach reading the Bible if you're beginning that journey?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would recommend that people do start with Christ. So if they start in the New Testament with one of the Gospels, the New Testament commences with four accounts of the life of the Lord Jesus. And picking any one of those would be a good place to start. And really, I would say, let God speak for himself. Some people accuse Christians of picking and choosing parts of the Bible. I think really the critics of the Bible are the ones who are picking and choosing. They're going through looking for shock quotes, something scandalous or whatever. But I think when you read the Bible as the story of reality, you see things in their context, you see the goodness of the message of the Bible, and the Lord Jesus is the key figure in that. And so read one of the Gospels and open yourself up to the message. Could this be true? Is this real? Is there evidence for it? And what I would say as well is if there was a socket and I wanted to know, is there power in that socket? You know, I could get an electrician to come with a voltage tester and all that. Or what I could just do is plug in an appliance, and if the appliance works, then there's power in the socket. There's loads of evidence that the Bible is God's word, but what you can do is you can plug into it for yourself. Read the message, receive the Savior it offers, and you'll experience the life-transforming power of the Bible for yourself.
That's very helpful, Paul, as has previous conversations been helpful. And we've been speaking about the truth of the matter, which is that despite these issues we've raised, the criticisms that are sometimes applied to the Bible, upon a closer examination, upon some scrutiny, you find context and explanation. And the Christian doesn't duck away or shouldn't duck away from some of these harder issues that the Bible raises. But the Bible is a comprehensive book. It's God's book, and it's worth reading. And you've read it yourself. I read it, and it's transformed your life and mine. And our hope is that anyone listening to this podcast, or everyone listening to this podcast, would dig a bit deeper into some of these issues that may concern you, but not get taken up wholly with issues which are not central to what the Bible is all about. These issues demonstrate that the Bible is credible, that it is a book that can be trusted, it's got integrity, reliability, it's historically accurate. But these are not the main reasons for reading the Bible. Mm-hmm. The main reason for reading the Bible is to get to the central character of the Bible, which is God and ultimately his son, Jesus Christ. And when you arrive at him, you, as you've said, you arrive at he who unlocks the whole book to you, and the book is transformed, not just your life. So it's been good to have your company, Paul.
I've enjoyed it.
Yeah, thanks for the conversations, and no doubt we'll chat again soon. But these have been a series of podcasts. If you've just tuned into this as your first, you'll discover that there are previous ones that we speak about, a series of articles that Paul has written, amongst other articles that you'll find from Paul on the understandingthegospel.org website. I would really recommend that you take the time to have a read at the articles. And also, if you've enjoyed these articles, then why not browse around the website a bit further? So thank you for your time and listening to these podcasts. I'm Stephen Grant, and this has been the UTG Podcast.